and our own aloneness. So many of us are scared to death to experience that, to experience our own self. Emptiness and loneliness are two scary things. They're scary because it means I can't function in them. How do I deal with my emptiness? Not knowing who I am, letting go, allowing change to take place. That's why so many of us have to go through stages of recovery. Usually when you penetrate denial and break denial, the second stage of recovery is that shallow, sandy soil. Now watch how this works. I call this stage the honeymoon stage. I like using the word honeymoon because it's like a honeymoon. It's almost like when you break denial, you discover something new, something that all of a sudden is different from before. It's like you get very, 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 very excited. And it's almost like all of a sudden you find the answers to everything. You notice how the process works. This is something new. It's something I've never experienced before. And all of a sudden, I'm now experiencing it, and I like it. And I like these new changes in my life. And I like what I hear, and I like what's going on. So as a result, what do? I run with it. I go crazy with it. I forget the soil's still shallow. It's still sandy. I want everything all at once. I want to change everything right away. I want all of it I never had before. Like a hungry child who's been starving for years, finding food. You can't feed him a lot in the beginning. And yet the child wants it all. He's hungry. It's like that little child inside of us that has finally awakened. It's a beautiful stage, by the way, the shallow, sandy soil stage, because in that stage, you become very, very, very vulnerable. It means you have finally broken down your defenses. You have finally opened things up. And now you begin to expose yourself to new things, to new changes, to new directions. And as you expose yourself, it becomes very scary. Because you begin to experience feelings inside of you you never had before. Because you would not give yourself permission to have them. They were there. But see, you closed them off. In denial, we live in very safe, secure, little, sick worlds. And we think, again, like I said before, our norms are okay, and they're not. But then we let the stranger in. We allow something to come into our life. We allow growth to take place, and we like it. And it's almost like we fight it, and we fight it, and we fight it, and we fight it, and we fight it. And so finally, we kind of give into it. We break that denial. We get scared. We don't know what's happening to us. We can understand the changes occurring in our life. Because so many of us thought, hey, I'm set for life. This is the way it's going to be. You know, the old grin and bear it thing again. Now all of a sudden, newness comes into your life. Freshness comes into your life. In the beginning, you want it all. You want to change everything. You tend to go crazy. You forget your responsibilities. You forget everything. And everything just goes with this newness that came into your life. There's no balance. It's called the honeymoon stage. Honeymoons aren't supposed to have balance in them. They're supposed to be just kind of way out there and crazy. That's what honeymoons are. And that stage is very important because that stage makes us feel all the good things we can have, makes us feel all the special things in our life, makes us feel ourselves. It makes us get into that high plateau of celebration. And it's almost like everything is okay. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And all of a sudden we experience it all. It feels good. My God, what high. It's a tremendously high feeling. It's almost like here's this person inside of you that you have not known. People have been telling you for a long time it was there, but you never knew it. Now all of a sudden you discovered it. And when you discover it, you don't want to let go of it. Oh my God. It's called the honeymoon stage, the romantic stage. It's like falling in love with yourself, experiencing this whole new love feeling. You know, people are in love, they're temporarily insane. When they're in love, they forget about everything. They don't even eat. They don't care. They don't care about nothing. And they go through this whole stage. It's almost like the whole world is a cloud of roses. There are no more problems in the world. Nothing's wrong anymore. Everything's going to be great. Everything's fantastic. Unfortunately, we expect it of everybody else too. So as a result, we walk on this journey that's not real. It's kind of a little fantasy, but you need that in the beginning. What I call is whetting your appetite. Then you begin to realize the beauty of things that are inside of you, starting a growth process within the honeymoon stage. But please remember, very many of us feel very good during this stage and things are working very well.